This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lead to the president saying China should treat Hong Kong humanely before there's any trade deal. The stock market makes a giant drop on all of us once again, and the word recession comes up. The U.S. 30-year Treasury yield falls below 2% for the first time ever. Last time we saw a big dip like that was right before the Great Recession of 2008, rather. Yikes. Who better to join us to kick this thing off than my pal, Bob Ney, who is a former congressman from Ohio and now is with Talk Media News. Bob, I'll tell you what, it's got me so flustered about this Treasury yield thing. We're going to get to that in a second. But Hong Kong and the president making that statement that China's got to be humane to them, wow. And now we see the push-off, of course, of the tariffs till right before Christmas. What do you make of this latest statement?
I think, Kate, that, you know, the fact that this is something that is such high tension, but also high economic tension for the world. I mean, Hong Kong, and some people may not realize, I know you know it, Hong Kong is the hubbub, basically, one of the main hubbubs of the world, cash cow for China. China's get very aggressive with its military. And so I think people are now sitting there saying, okay, million people in the streets protesting, the airport was blocked off, and now China is amassing tanks and military personnel. So I think it's sort of a precursory warning to China that, look, the world's watching of what's going to happen.
Yeah, you were in Congress up until 2006 because of the Jack Abramoff stuff. You make no secret of it, you know, serving time. You still would have been there. And there were signs, I think, really right there in 2006 that we might have had a great recession. So it's pretty scary to see that we have the Treasury yield drop the way that it did, because we haven't seen that invertedness in forever since I said before the last recession. Should people be concerned?
Well, yes and no, in the sense that, you know, what they call the main yield curve inverts, and they had a two-year-old top 10-year rate, they call it, basically triggering a recession warning. Now, here's part of the problem. I mean, also, if as things go on, because we've got an unsettled trade situation right now, but then again, we had to do something, and I credit President Trump for, you know, realizing that it's a house of cards. Mm-hmm. You've got to do something about China. But on top of it, though, there's still certain signs in, you know, inflation in the sense of people's wages. If they've been stagnant, you know, they haven't caught up for inflation. Prices increase on certain things. A lot of problems around the world, of course, Iran, et cetera. You know, we can get down the list of them, China, Hong Kong. But again, too, if there's a panic that ensues here, then that's a problem. I mean, if people are buying into, especially the stock market people, that, well, there's a recession coming, I better get out while I can, that will certainly make it very, very bad. But the U.S. 30-year Treasury yield goes to a new low. So, again, I think it's recession warning right now versus in the middle of one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this, kind of like a potluck? Pelosi saying no to the U.K. trade deal if Brexit violates the Good Friday Agreement. Why should we pay attention to this?
Well, Kate, all day long, I think you're my 25th station now today, and all day long I've been asked, well, what's the Good Friday Agreement? Because, you know, people are like, what is that? It's a biggie. It was signed in Belfast on Good Friday, April 1998. I had actually went with a congressional group and met with all the political parties around 1996, so we saw the beginning of the fact you could even get people in the same room. Well, long story short, very intricate deal. Recognizing, you know, sovereignties, recognizing a lot of things. Along comes a cohesive path for Northern Ireland, Ireland. They're all accepting to be in the UK, etc. And as you know, we haven't heard much since that period of time. along comes Brexit. So John Bolton, the national security advisor of the president, makes a statement with the new prime minister, of course, is over in conservative prime minister in UK. And Bolton makes a statement about just, you know, get out of Brexit. Just do it now. Leave. Well, there's a problem with that. If they leave, quote, without picking up some pieces and identifying how they're going to get out, because they all voted in England to get out of, you know, of the European Union, then Northern Ireland could go back to division, borders, checkpoints, not recognizing, you know, Ireland in the UK and, you know, the whole nine yards. So Pelosi is saying basically to the United Kingdom, to Britain, okay, if you just get out without addressing this issue and keeping this Good Friday intricate agreement since 1998, we're not going to pass anything in the Congress for trade with the United Kingdom. Pretty serious. I think actually a good move on her part, because that way it's a mixed signal. You got John Bolton saying one thing to the United Kingdom, and then you've got Pelosi saying, wait a minute, you get out without taking care of this, we're not going to do a trade agreement. Because it has to pass the Congress. This is not an executive order deal.
Yeah, I love that you explained that. I just was in Ireland a couple of months ago. I've been to Belfast twice, and you can feel the difference when you cross over to Northern Ireland. I spent a lot of time in Northern Ireland this time around.
And Derry. My relatives came from Belfast, and they couldn't have probably made the new immigration deal that Cuccinelli, with the president, is trying to put together. I think our people would have been a little bit too poor to have migrated.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm in that same boat as you, or our families were in the same boat. So I understand, like you say, a lot of people don't understand the significance of the Good Friday Agreement, but that was huge because of the reasons you explained, the checkpoints, the difference that would make. I mean, remember, you have different currency in both parts of the Republic of Ireland versus what you've got in Northern Ireland. So Brexit is essentially a bomb in a way, because that's what the people were saying to me in Northern Ireland just a few months ago. So good for Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
And that's why she's saying, hey, there's a couple different ways you better look at it. Over here you've got what John Bolton's saying, but you got what the Speaker of the House is saying. So I think it's a good message so that United Kingdom thinks about what it's doing when it relates to, you know, Northern Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, we'll have to have a pint sometime, a virgin pint.
Oh, okay, Guinness.
Ward
Guinness.
Ward Guinness. I love it. All right, Bob, thanks.
Thank you.
Bob Ney, talking about the Wall Street jitters. So Wall Street sold off sharply, like I mentioned, but flushing that a little bit more to show you the significance, because I always say this show is about, why do you care what's happening in your backyard? I don't care if you live in California, New York, Ottumwa, Iowa, Dallas, Texas, wherever you're from, Tampa, Florida, New Orleans. So Wall Street dumps, basically, sold off sharply because we got this recession fear that's starting to be floated around there. And as Bob said, you have the U.S. Treasury yield curve inverted for the first time in 12 years. All three major U.S. indexes down, down, down about 3%. And even the blue chip Dow, obviously part of that, posting its biggest one-day point drop since October after the two-year Treasury yields surpassed those of the 10-year bonds. So the short-term investment versus the long-term investment, just rationalize that in your mind and you'll understand what that all means. The U.S. yield curve has inverted before every recession in the past 50 years. Do you have your fingers crossed? Do you believe in hope? Is hope a strategy? Coming up next, my pal Helen Chong. She's a dynamo when it comes to real estate in California, but she grew up in Hong Kong. She has some thoughts on what's happening there. We'll talk to her next with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You have the Chinese paramilitary forces that are gathering near the Hong Kong border. Really sad to see what's been going on the last couple of weeks. I feel for the people, seriously. But you've got all kinds of things stewing, shall we say, with what's going on in Hong Kong among the people who are saying we don't want this shoved down our throat. Under Hong Kong's basic law, its mini constitution, the government is legally allowed to request help from the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, garrison of about 6,000 soldiers already in the city. The Hong Kong government can request assistance to maintain public order and for disaster relief. It would have to justify the need for the PLA help. So this is interesting, the extraordinary circumstances that are way beyond what they can control, the Hong Kong government, the ability and the control of it. And they're saying that as they look at this, how frightening it is. And coming up on our next segment, we're going to talk with Helen Chong at the bottom of the hour about what's happening in Hong Kong, because it's absolutely affecting the markets. And honestly, it's a humanitarian crisis. It breaks my heart, really, to see what's going on in the streets of Hong Kong and what we saw happen at the airport the other day. So she's in our virtual green room, actually, right now. Helen Chong, thanks so much for popping on with us. We appreciate it.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. And I set you up as you know, you're a real estate expert now in your life. You've got these three beautiful children and a husband, and you're there outside of San Francisco, and, you know, you've worked hard. You're the owner and founder of Halen Group, and yes. If you take us back in time, you grew up in Hong Kong. Tell the listeners what that was like at your childhood.
You know, growing up in Hong Kong, everything would just seem so peaceful. Everybody's happy. Of course, the living situation is quite different from America because everything is very cramped, very crowded. The apartment we had, we call it a big apartment, was 1,000 square feet with three bedrooms, three bathrooms. So that was like a luxury over there in Hong Kong. An average size of the apartment is like 600 square feet. You're still squeezing three bedrooms and two bathrooms in that tiny little apartment. But that's just how people live. So I would say Hong Kong is a place where it didn't really have a lot of it was a very peaceful city, but at the same time, it's not the most comfortable city to live in.
Yeah. And so you grow up, you move outside of Hong Kong and you watch these protests, and we've seen them mm-hmm. since early June, what's happened. And obviously it's in opposition to the extradition bill, which a lot of critics say could be used as a target, you know, to go after dissidents, to target them for prosecution in mainland China. And so the bill was shelved since then, but the uproar has caused this civil unrest because the people know what would happen should China take control. What does it look like to you as you watch this?
It's so heartbreaking because it is, again, something that none of us in Hong Kong, who lived in Hong Kong, grew up in Hong Kong, would ever imagine it would turn up this way. We used to look at, you know, United States or other countries with protests, with riots, and it was like, well, if you want to hide, you better go to Hong Kong because nothing ever will happen. And now seeing this, not only protests happen, the riots happen, but it had lasted for so long and became so violent. It's just heartbreaking. I mean, I've been watching the news every single day, watching the videos every single day. It's very, very divided now in Hong Kong for different, you know, everybody is fighting for their what they believe in. If you say in United States have their, we are very divided. Hong Kong right now is extremely divided. You cannot even be neutral with no opinion about politics. You, no matter where you stand, you're going to get yelled at.
I like that. No matter where you stand, you're going to get yelled at. Well, you know, your parents, you brought your parents eventually over, and for them especially to see how Hong Kong was peaceful, as you said, it was a city where it was crowded and all of that, but you had that peace, especially the, I'll call it sort of the separation from China, because you had your independence, and like you set up, that's why so many people went in China when there was a problem. If they could get to Hong Kong, they knew they'd be safe. So they must have some thoughts on this. What are they saying to you about it?
Well, I think no matter what when we were growing up, we always knew that 1997, Hong Kong is going to get handled over back to China. That had created a lot of fear for a lot of people just because, you know, they had gone through the Cultural Revolution in China. And back then, even for me as a young child, I always say, like, oh, I was afraid to go to China because there are a lot of corruptions. You just never know. But they have changed a lot. For my parents, they've seen the changes that China has become nowadays. Not saying that people there are still enjoying the same freedom and the democracy that United States has, but it definitely has improved a lot. And the living standard over there is actually quite high compared to Hong Kong or other countries and a lot of areas. So I don't think my parents have any particular opinion about if they are for or against the protesters, but what we are thinking is that we just wish that they can somehow come into an agreement peacefully. And because you're watching these young people, they're fighting. They want to fight for that freedom. They want to fight for that democracy. But at the same time, they're really causing a lot of harm to themselves and to the family, and also chaos to other people, for the innocent people. So it is really, really disheartening to see that.
Yeah, the Hong Kong airport, I mean, they were scrambling the other day, you know this, to try to get back to normal operations because of the protests. And then you've got the clash where it turns violent, the protests. So some of the innocent young protesters are in the middle of this, and they're getting clobbered. And that, to me, is really scary. The fight for to stay where you are, I get. But then when it explodes as big as it has exploded, the danger, of course, is that more people get hurt, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is right now that they're talking about now police are going undercover. They dress like protesters in all black. And then you never know who's standing right next to you. People just don't even trust each other anymore. They don't trust the police who are supposed to be there to protect them. And then the citizens themselves, they cannot trust each other because they don't know where you're standing. And if they know that you're opposing your own view, you eventually probably get into a fight as you see that not only the violence between the police and the protesters, but also between the civilians themselves, just because they believe in different view and they get into a fight. It's like a brawl on the street in the middle of the day.
Yeah, wow. Crazy. Well, I think your story is amazing. We didn't even really talk much about that. We have a couple minutes left. What was it like for you to come to the United States and become this superstar real estate woman that you are in the Bay Area?
Well, it's really, as a matter of fact, by August 20th, it will be my 23rd year in the United States. And one of the reasons why I came to this country was kind of really fighting for that freedom for myself, for my family, right? The financial freedom. That's the American dream that everybody had talked about. I had plenty of opportunities to go back to Hong Kong. And just because that a lot of people told me in America there are a lot of discrimination, it's much harder for minority to be successful here, especially immigrant, and English is my second language. Actually, it's probably third language, but at the same time, to be honest with you, I was a little bit scared of what would happen after the handover back to China. They were saying that, hey, it's one country, two systems, so you shouldn't worry about it. In my mind, I was worried about what would happen one day. Maybe it would be fine for the first 10 years. What would happen afterwards, right? And sure enough, right now, this is what's happening. So I don't want to say that I made the right decision, but at the same time, I've grown my roots here now in the United States. I see myself as an American, but my hometown where I was born is still in Hong Kong. So my heart is still tied very closely to Hong Kong. But at the same time, my family, my husband, my kids, everybody, we are now here in America.
All right. Helen Chong, thanks for telling us that story and sharing your thoughts. We appreciate it. Take care, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Kate. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's an interesting perspective, isn't it? As she said, you know, talking about knowing what was happening in Hong Kong, coming to the United States, the fears, etc., and we're seeing all that play out right now in the city where she was born. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag to get your thoughts. Kate Delaney, hang with us.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Stocks are plummeting after the bond market sent warning signs of a possible recession. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Tematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down and when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Ethan Colley, the man who helped the Dayton murderer get his equipment, is asking a judge for bail. The judge will make that ruling on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's speak of the mailbag. Speak of the mailbag.
That's how I feel. Let's dig in that mailbag. All right, first of all, huge story today from not too far from where I grew up in Cherry Hill, just over the bridge in Philly. Sad situation. The couple who sent me your thoughts on it. Gunfire in Philadelphia had unfolded live on television because, of course, police were all over. As soon as the shots started to ring out, six police officers shot in North Philly in a neighborhood on Wednesday night. So that ignited this crazy standoff that dragged on for hours. They ultimately tagged it as a hostage situation. The guy who was the suspect was a 36-year-old with a history of gun convictions. So it started at about 4:30. The police commissioner all over this, obviously all of them were, and they were simply attempting to serve a drug warrant, a narcotics warrant, and it just went off the rails immediately. Once they were inside the house, there was a barrage of bullets that forced the officers to return fire. They had to retreat through windows and doors. It was scary, honestly, looking at this footage. I mean, I'll describe it to you. So imagine you're just serving this warrant. Okay, you know it could be dicey. It's a drug warrant. You go in seemingly calm, and then boom, just like in a movie, shots all over the place. They narrowly get out, and then 3 hours after the first shots were fired, police were still locked in the standoff with one gunman barricaded inside the house. So you had people that just drove behind cars, hid in houses, described the scene like a war zone it was. Because you had bullets, and I could see this in the video, bullets bouncing off the sidewalk, bullets flying through the streets. They say all you could smell was gunpowder in the air because hundreds of rounds were fired. Hundreds. The SWAT team eventually gets in, evacuates them. Just a horrible, horrible situation. And the fact that you had all of these police officers that were shot, the dramatic footage was, again, like a movie set, just crazy. The wounded officers, thank goodness, are wounded and are recovering, but nobody was killed, which is absolutely amazing when he saw this melee and the 30 police cars swarming an intersection, a very popular one, you know, further down the street. It's not a great area, North Broad Street and West Erie Avenue. So having said that, got a couple of people that had some thoughts on this. One was from Barry, who said, Katie Kate, didn't you grow up in or not far from this area where this barrage of bullets ran down on the Boys of Blue? What is going on with people? It used to be, it was sacrosanct that you would never take a cop out or even try because of what would happen to you. Now they're as much a target as the rest of us. Yikes. Well said, exactly. I mean, they didn't care. It was a whole drug scene, so obviously they didn't care. They were just going to fire, and that was it. It was, you know, it was so big that the president was briefed on the shooting and was monitoring what was happening. The governor, of course, was monitoring the situation. The mayor was monitoring what was going on, getting constant updates. Because what they were worried about, and I was at Temple in the beginning of the year, so very close to this area that I'm talking about. In fact, around the corner from where I was at Temple University, right near the hospital. So Temple had a lockdown for its Health Sciences Center campus and told the campus, seek shelter, secure the doors, be silent, be still. I mean, that's what you're getting in text. So it doesn't say there's an active shooting. It says, seek shelter, secure your doors, be silent, be still. Wow. That's what the students were getting. Emails, too. Unbelievable. I got one more on that, and this one was from Jake. Jake always emails the show. And Jake says, Kate, aren't you glad you live in the great state of Texas now? Crazy what happened not too far from Temple U. It just goes to show you never know. And here again, the cops issuing a warrant and it turns into the OK Corral of the city of brotherly love. Thank goodness the Boys in Blue did not bite the dust, so to speak, and survived with their wounds, helped each other, scraped people into cars, etc. But I watched that thing live because they were pumping it out all over the place, and it did look like a war that was going on right in the middle of a neighborhood. Well, yeah, there you go. And that's what they described it as, the smell of gunpowder, etc. Very, very sad. And now you know, in Chicago, this is what people live with in Chicago. But this, with the hundreds of rounds, whole different thing, right? And not caring at all. If a police officer was killed, not thinking, ooh, you know, it's one thing to shoot somebody. It's another thing to shoot at cops and kill some cops. Whew, crazy. All right, so let's move on. How about this about the stock market? Some of you had something to say about the stock market. I got this one from Jan. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I'm kind of one of those people that I listen in the shadows. I like the show. A lot of times I download it and listen the next day when I'm working. But I got to tell you, I'm sure you're talking about this. This idea of a recession is frightening. I hope we do not have a recession. I remember 2008. It was awful. So many people lost money in their 401k. I was one of them and then had to build it back up. 800 points is terrible. And this is that negative news that you talk about because we are a global economy. So people who don't care about what happens in other countries need to care because guess what? We are tied to them in some way. Certainly Germany and the UK, they're talking about leaving the European Union, and then what's going on in China and the feud with the U.S. and how they are locked in. Not a good sight to see, and that's why it is sending off alarm bells, don't you think? Well, absolutely. You nailed it. because the UK, what's happened with Brexit, we just talked about that in the beginning of the show. We saw what happened in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. The Dow Jones fell 800 points, or about 3%. It's lost close to 7% over the past 3 weeks. So whether it's these events are causing an economic calamity or just an alarm, we don't know. But remember, during the Great Recession, global leaders are not working in unison to confront the problems. And things slow down. Instead, they're at each other's throats. And while they're at each other's throats, we're all taking it in the wallet, because that's what's going to happen. So Wednesday's sharp sell-off caused by the crazy development in the bond market, it's called an inverted yield curve, sometimes foreshadows a recession. In fact, every single time it has. So you know what it means? It means you get your act together. Cash is king. It means in the next 3 to 6 months especially, be very dogged in paying attention, and I'll have lots of financial news into what's going on, what's happening in Hong Kong, what's happening in China, what's happening with those tariffs, what's happening with Brexit, because there is the trigger effect, so to speak, of what can ultimately blow back on all of us in the United States. I mean, look, the government is going to spend about $1 trillion more than it brings in through revenue this year. That adds to the deficit. You've got business investment that started to contract because of uncertainty with the trade war situation. Manufacturing hiring is down. These are a couple of red flags. Be very attentive, and I will do my best to do the same thing here on the show and give you all the info that I think you have to care about in your nooks and crannies. All right, let's go to this one from Craig. Craig says, hey, Kate Delaney, how are you? Are you getting excited about what? Are you getting excited about the upcoming football season, and are you going to do Nail the Score? Why, yes, I'm going to do Nail the Score. So what we'll do is we here at the show, we will do Nail the Score on Wednesday into Thursday's show in our last section of the first hour. And you've got to hit us up live or send us an email live, because it's not fair to everybody else if you wait. I'll pick the game of the week, and that's how we roll with this. And I'll give you lots and lots of heads up about it, because we're still weeks away from that. And if for some reason it's a traveling day, the show's on the road or whatever, we'll re-rack it. And again, I'll give you plenty of warning. And I can't believe here we are again on the precipice of another football season. So, yes, with lots and lots of changes. Because of free agency, obviously the salary cap, this is something that we're used to now, but you got potential superstars on some teams and superstars that are on other teams. Let's see what they can do now. I'm going to be really curious about the Cleveland Browns because of the fact that they've got some serious weapons now, and not that they didn't before, but they've got even more. And after watching what was happening in training camp, Odell Beckham Jr., he's got a hip injury, but, you know, it's a minor injury. I think that hookup with Baker Mayfield and OBJ is going to be one to watch if he's, you know, when he's on, I'm going to say he's one of the best, speed-wise, hands-wise, and this is a good change of venue for him. I think it's going to be a very, very big year for Cleveland. I mean, last year they won 7 games, and, you know, they were scraping the barrel from what happened the year before. I think this year the expectation could be 9 or 10. Who knows? They could win the AFC North. But it will all start pretty soon, my friends. And for the Browns, they get the Titans at home on the 8th. Where did the summer go? So I don't understand. Where did the summer go? Quick one here from Stan. And Stan says, oh, Kate, I laughed out loud. Mr. Kate Delaney, I think your husband is very funny and very good-natured to put up with all of the ribbing he played along. I like the How Hot Is It segment. You liked my ants joke. Tell me you liked the ants joke. How hot is it? So hot that all the ants are on fire. Okay, now I've told that joke like 5 times, so it's getting old. Man Cave, we're kicking the door open. Next.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You keep asking about the game, and yes, it's back. Wednesdays into Thursdays show, depending on where you live. Check your time zones. Kate Delaney, yep, nailed the score. It will be in our final segment of the first hour of the show. How does the game work? A quick explanation. I picked the game of the week in the NFL. Once I pick the game of the week, I tell you what I think is going to happen, who's going to win, and what the final score is going to be. Look, it's like playing bingo or keno. You're picking numbers. If it was the Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and you were to say, oh, Philly's at home, okay, so whatever, Philly wins 30-21. And you can pick any score. There's no wrong score, but you want to pick the right one. Maybe you get lucky. It's random numbers. It's like when I used to go with my mother to the boardwalk, and I would take the dime and I would put it on the wheel and it would land. They had like 100 numbers. And if it hit your number, you got all the dimes, right? I got a few prizes. I don't think I ever got all the dimes. And we've had some winners in the past. It's been a while, but we've had some winners in the past, so we may have some winners again. And we'll have some rando prizes, too, just for calling in and participating. So I know those of you on the West Coast, you're pretty active. You just jump on those phone lines. I'll give out the number so that you've got it. And if you don't want to jump on the phone, you can send us your score at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. But that's how it works. It's just random. It's the two teams. Who wins? What's the score? Ba-da! So easy. We're going to throw in some curveballs. I'm going to do a little picking with, shall we say, some famous people. That's all I'm going to give away. That's it. All right, speaking of giving it away, I guess I'm not stunned by this, but the USWNT, do you know what that stands for? Mm-hmm. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, that's who it is. They break off their mediation talks in the equal pay dispute with the U.S. Soccer Federation. Isn't it interesting? Oh, yay, they won again. They won the World Cup. This is back-to-back cups, and they've won four of them, and we had this big parade in New York City. Yeah, so much for that. So the decision to end the talks was made public by the players' spokesperson, Molly Levinson. She issued a statement Wednesday night explaining that the players had concluded that their sport's national governing body, the USSF, the United States Soccer Federation, and its president, Carlos Cordero, were determined to keep perpetuating the fundamentally discriminatory workplace conditions and behavior. So they're saying that the board, the president, they're just going to compensate women players less than men. So they said that, you know, because the fans and the sponsors and the players and the, you know, other people around the world wanted to know, they're going to do a jury trial. That's it. So what happens with the United States Soccer Federation? They counter with a statement saying it's inflammatory and it's intended to paint our actions inaccurately and unfairly. But there's no mediation. It's not happening. So instead of mediation, it's going to instead be a trial. That's what's going to happen. And, you know, the USSF has to kind of reel it in, right? They have to take some kind of road that makes them look higher. They do, even if it's a bunch of nonsense. So they say, we know there's more we can do for our players. We value our players. We have continually shown that providing them with compensation and support that exceeds any other women's team in the world. There's the problem. So basically, let's read between the lines. Have you ever known that you're supposed to get the raise, but you didn't because the boss called you in and then they said some cockamamie thing about, well, you know, when so-and-so took this job, he had 105 kids and he made $5 less than you, or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Some sort of point to make towards somebody else and why you shouldn't be compensated better, more fairly. And that's pretty much what that line says to me. We always know there is more we can do. I wonder if a PR agency came up with that. We value our players and have continually shown that by providing them with compensation and support that exceeds any other women's team in the world. I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, they won their second consecutive World Cup. They're better than the guys. It just is. They're winning more. They're selling more jerseys. They're doing the things economically that warrant them to make that money. That's the thing. Because I get the capitalist thing totally. You know I'm on board with that. So they should be compensated. That's how it is. And if you don't have people that fight for it, then you constantly sit there in the shadows. And they shouldn't have inferior wages. They shouldn't have the working conditions, some of them that they have, that they don't get the investment that they do with the U.S. men's national team, especially when so many people, including sponsors, are shouting for it, you know? And remember, there was that scream of equal pay, and it is warranted. Right? I don't even think it is a gender thing, but I don't think it should be. I think if you look at this strictly through the eyes of, yeah, you've won back-to-back. They haven't done it, but they're getting way more money, and you're selling it. I mean, you know, you're feeding our coffers. You are. You're. That's what's happening. You know, in sports, I say this all the time. Sometimes people point, and it is, I know, sometimes outrageous. whoever signs whatever crazy contract where they get $100 million and they're a football player, they're a baseball player. Well, how about on the hardwoods? Because we see in the NBA lots of big contracts. But they're entertainers. And if that's what the market is willing to bear, to give them, and that's what their agent gets, again, I go back to capitalism. Capitalism rules. It is our friend, essentially. And they should get that then. Listen, you had Chance of Equal Pay erupting with 57,000 people on July 7th when the U.S. beat the Netherlands and they got that fourth World Cup. I mean, this wasn't of all Americans in those stands that were screaming that. And it's been nonstop everywhere they go. Famous people saying it, man on the street saying it, the ticker tape parade that I mentioned on July 10th, the victory tour at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. I mean, listen, and how do you compare the salaries? Well, of course, it's different contract structures. We get that. Then they need to sort it out. They need for this to happen. Come on. This is the right thing to do. By the way, speaking of the right thing to do, Jill Ellis is stepping down as the U.S. women's national team coach. She said it's just the right time for her to do that after winning those World Cups. Her record, 102-7-18 in 5-plus years. Never lost a World Cup match. How cool is that? Bravo. Well done, Jill Ellis. I like it. I do. Baseball, we're getting past those dog days, and now it's either pretty soon you're in or you're out, because August is slipping through our fingers, isn't it? And I like records because, you know what, that's what baseball is about. Baseball is about numbers. You know my fascination with numbers. And Pujols set a record for hits by a foreign-born player. Albert Pujols, 2 hits, 3 RBIs on Wednesday. Major league record. What is the major league record? 3,167th hit. Moves him past Adrian Beltre and into sole possession of 15th place for career hits. Yeah, that's pretty exciting to see that. He's a hard-working player for sure, a popular player no less, and he still may be playing for a while longer, so let's see where that number ends up. Yeah. Pretty interesting. And how about the Yankees? How about Brian Cashman? Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees, it just goes to show you, he was in Connecticut. I know we have listeners in Connecticut, and he's got a video, I watched this, scary, where the cops pulled guns on the Yankees GM, and he put his hands behind his head, that was it. He was in his Jeep in Darien last Friday because it had been stolen earlier in the week. He walked backwards from his Jeep. He was instructed to do that by the cops. He's actually explained that the NYPD has already recovered the Jeep in the Bronx. He was driving to the police in Norwalk for an evidence check. It all ended up okay, but it was wild to see that on video. And boy, the police were apologizing. That's for sure. He said they were professional and handled it well. Music means I got a dash. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.